Happy Boogaloo Thursday. It's Boogaloo February the 20th. Boogaloo 2020. For all you Boogaloo freaks out there. It's just around, 12:15. Just after noon. That's PAM. PAM. Or Pacific Standard, bitch. Happy Boogaloo. Happy Boogaloo to all the Boogaloos out there. Have you embraced your inner Boogaloo? Are you filled with the spirit of Boogaloo? Are you connected to the ancient statues declaring and forthcoming the relevance of Boogaloo? Indeed, it's Happy Boogaloo Thursday. Everything at the Boogaloo store is half off. That's 50% off to all you non-Boogaloo. Are you Boogaloo? Yeah, it turns out that the word Boogaloo is now crypto speech for some quasi underground Nazi army. Not unlike the Time Nazis from my new fictional series, Little Saigon Diary. Time Nazis of the Zeitkrieg, the Time War, the War for Causality. Time Nazis. Are they part of the Boogaloo? I'd say so. If I saw an ME-163 Zeit coming at me from out of the vapor space, traveling at 700 miles per hour, 1,000 years per minute. That's right, people. It turns out that the word boogaloo is a bad, bad word. And you know about Uncle Dan and how he loves. He believes the, well, let's just talk about free speech for a second as I drink my water here, my boogaloo water. There is no need for free speech but to protect offensive speech. That's it. There's no secret to it. I could give you the whole, you know, hey, what if we met in a bar and I had a baseball bat or a bad word? And you could choose the baseball bat. You had to choose one. But no matter which one you chose, you get $100. You choose the bad word, you got to hear a bad word. You get $100. You choose the baseball bat. If you're lucky, you just get a concussion. So that's the thing about free speech, is that if your expectation is it's only supposed to defend speech that is nice and doesn't harm people's sensibilities, then you really don't understand the purpose either. You really don't. Every once in a while, everybody, that includes you, that includes me, that includes Cletus making hobo cannons down by the river. Everybody, once in a while, needs to be told that they're full of shit. That includes you too, okay? And I'm sorry if your parents never told you this, but sometimes you're full of shit. Sometimes I'm full of shit. Add that to my many reasons I'm an anarchist. Because people are often, well, full of shit, and I wouldn't want any of them in charge of everything. Not unless we want a society, you know, full of shit. Okay, that's kind of the point. Anywho, there's an article I'm going to read, and then we'll talk about it. This is written by Brandy Zadrozny. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm not intending to butcher it. Brandy Zadrozny. And the date of publishing is February the 19th, 2020, so it's just the other day. And this is published on the website nbcnews.com under their tech category and social media. NBC News, the fucking peacock. Yes, Brandy Zadrozny, and this is the headline is, "What is, quote-unquote, boogaloo? How online calls for violent uprising are hitting the mainstream fuck." An anti-government movement that advocates for a violent uprising targeting liberal political opponents and law enforcement has moved from the fringes of the internet into the mainstream and surged on social media in recent months, according to a group of researchers that tracks hate groups. The movement, which says it wants a second civil war organized around the term boogaloo, includes groups on mainstream internet platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit, as well as fringe websites including 4chan, according to a report released Tuesday night by the Network Contagion Research Institute, NCRI, an independent nonprofit of scientists and engineers that tracks and reports on misinformation and hate speech across social media. That's a long-ass fucking sentence there, Brandy. You should have chopped that one up a bit. Yeah, Brandy. Are you using Grammarly too? Also, you know what I mean? While calls for organized and targeted violence in the form of a new civil war have previously circulated among some hate groups, the emergence of the term quote-unquote boogaloo appeared to be a new and discreet movement. Oh, that's a shorter sentence, Brandy. That's good. Finite, correct. NCRI researchers who analyzed more than 100 million social media posts and comments found that through the use of memes, inside jokes commonly in the form of images, extremists have pushed anti-government and anti-law enforcement messages across social media platforms. They have also organized online communities with tens of thousands of members, some of whom have assembled at real-world events. Oh my God, Brandy! Real world events. Oh, Brandy. Oh, Brandy. You're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. The report, quote, represents a breakthrough case study in the capacity to identify cyber swarms and viral insurgencies in nearly real time as they are developing in plain sight, says John Farmer, a former New Jersey Attorney General who is director of the Miller Center for Community Protection and Resilience at Rutgers University, wrote in the report's foreword. Well, that's really nice, you fuck. The report comes as U.S. law enforcement officials and researchers at various levels have issued warnings about the growing threat posed by domestic extremists motivated by fringe ideologies and conspiracy theories. NCRI Director Joel Finkelstein, a research scholar at James Madison Program at Princeton University, said the report had been sent to members of Congress and the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, and Justice, among others. Paul Goldenberg, a member of Homeland Security Advisory Council, I wonder if he's a dual citizen. Fuck, he's probably Israeli. Paul Goldenberg, a member of the Homeland Security Advisory Council, said the report was a quote-unquote wake-up call, a wake-up call. When you have people talking about and planning sedition and violence against minorities, police, and public officials, we need to take their word seriously, said Goldenberg, who is also CEO of security consulting company Cardinal Point Strategies. Gee, I wonder where you get your money, Goldenberg. Goldenberg said the report had gone viral within law enforcement and intelligence communities since its limited release last week. People are reading it and distributing it, quote-unquote, far and wide, he said. The current Boogaloo movement was first noticed by extremism researchers in 2019. Wow, that's like a few weeks ago, when the fringe groups from gun rights and militia movements to white supremacists began referring to an impending civil war using the word boogaloo. a joking reference to Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo, a 1984 sequel movie about breakdancing. Maybe they just like that movie. It was a great fucking breakdancing film. Boogaloo. The term is used to describe an uprising against a seemingly tyrannical or left-wing government, often in response to perceived threat of widespread gun confiscation. For many, the word boogaloo, silly on its face, is used jokingly or ironically, but for others, the boogaloo memes are shared alongside violent text and images, seemingly to inflame an eventual confrontation. In the last 3 months, Boogaloo-related conversation has grown rapidly. I can't believe the human race has reached this point. Dear Brandy, will you ponder the irony of your fucking article for 15 seconds today? Because it's really stupid. The word Boogaloo is stupid. I hate to break it to you. Breaking 2 was a terrible movie, like... If I were going to torture people, I would put them in a container and all they would watch on loop is Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo. So that was a terrible movie. The word boogaloo is a stupid word, Brandy. It's just a fucking word. Boogaloo-related conversation. I need to reread that last sentence. In the last 3 months... Boogaloo-related conversation has grown rapidly, according to the researchers, who found that the use of the term has increased nearly 50% on platforms like Reddit and Twitter over the last few months. Increased exposure, the researchers warn, carries the danger of indoctrination. Gee, is that like putting on all those please join the military commercials during the fucking Super Bowl? Or like having people do the Pledge of Allegiance at public school? Or, like, having kids be taught by a transsexual about God and love in kindergarten and then being taught by anal sex. Yeah. Is that indoctrination, Mr. fucking, yeah, Mrs. fucking Brandy Zadrozny? Is that indoctrination? Carries the danger of indoctrination, I guess, in Boogaloo. Boogaloo extremists have used social media to strategize, share instructions for explosives and 3D printed firearms, distribute illegal firearm modifications, and siphon users into encrypted messaging boards en masse. Oh my God, Brandy. According to the NCRRI report. The report also notes how the Boogaloo concept has been monetized. Holy shit, does that mean Uncle Dan can make some money off of Boogaloo? I want to make some money off of this Boogaloo bullshit. Yeah, Boogaloo extremists. The report also notes how the Boogaloo concept has been monetized through merchandise advertised through Facebook and Instagram ads and marketed to current and former members of the military. Holy shit, military people are going Boogaloo. That's a Boogaloo crisis. Believe it or not, given the way that this is being written about by Brandy, I think a Boogaloo crisis article is coming. On Facebook and Instagram, the researchers pointed to several Boogaloo-themed public groups and accounts with tens of thousands of members and followers. Shit. A spokesperson for Facebook said in an emailed statement that the company monitored groups that called for violence. Quote, "We've been studying trends around this and related terms on Facebook and Instagram," the spokesperson said. "We don't allow speech used to incite hate or violence, and we'll remove any content that violates our policies. We'll continue to monitor this across our platform." Since NCRI generated the report last week, membership in several Boogaloo groups on Facebook has nearly doubled, according to an NBC News analysis. Well, that's pretty reliable. Two of Facebook's most popular Boogaloo groups, which boasted nearly 20,000 followers during the same period, are no longer available this week. Oh, crap. Much like the OK hand symbol, which, oh, by the way, if you're a resident of Seattle, Uncle Ike's uses that too. I guess Uncle Ike's must be Boogaloo and racist, except they also have a great selection of weed. Anywho, much like the OK hand symbol, co-opted by white nationalists who later denied the association, the ambiguity of the term Boogaloo works to cloak extremist organizing in the open. Fuck, Uncle Dan's an extremist. He's Boogaloo. Like a virus hiding from the immune system, the use of comical meme language permits the network to organize violence secretly behind a mirage of inside jokes and plausible deniability, the report states. Okay, so anybody that says Boogaloo is now a Boogaloo terrorist. What? That makes a lot of Boogaloo sense. The term Boogaloo has also been seen in real-world activism. At the Virginia Citizens Defense League's annual Lobby Day in Richmond in January, a group of protesters who go by the name Patriot Wave wore Pepe the Frog patches, emblazoned with Boogaloo boys. One man carried a sign that read, "I have a dream of a Boogaloo." The rally was held on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Boogaloo. NCRI was able to trace the origin of the use of the term Boogaloo to 4chan's politics-focused message board, where racist and hateful memes often get their start. Boogaloo was often associated with apocalyptic and racist terms like race war and DOTR, a white power fantasy that imagines a time when race traitors will be murdered. Great. The report tracked events when online chatter about an impending Boogaloo spike. The analysis found a peak during a November standoff in upstate New York between an Army veteran and police over a domestic dispute. The veteran, Alex Booth, chronicled the standoff on his pro-gun Instagram account, WhiskeyWarrior556, claiming to followers that his guns were being confiscated. The incident made the Boogaloo meme go viral and gained Booth over 100,000 followers. The second Boogaloo meme peak appeared around House's impeachment of President Donald Trump, the report found. Oh my God, that's Boogaloo crazy. And that's where the article ends. Oh my God, Brandy, you're such a fucking dumbass. And it looks like you're probably fat because you only have a headshot. So great. Anyways, that's great, Brandy. I'm so afraid of Boogaloo now. I'm Boogaloo crazy. I am Boogaloo crazy, Boogaloo afraid. I've been convinced by Brandy that there's a Boogaloo, well, really a Boogaloo catastrophe on the horizon. So many of you folks are ready to go Boogaloo, probably with lead pipes, fucking bags filled with rocks. Rocks or chunks of fucking concrete. That's Boogaloo. Yes, so many of you are Boogaloo crazy. It makes me Boogaloo scared. So scared I need cocaine. I'm in need of, you know, Boogaloo cocaine. I don't know, folks. This Boogaloo thing is so much bullshit. I think it's a funny word. I think if you're afraid of words at this point in human history, then you have way more serious problems than you can possibly Boogaloo imagine. If it really is a crypto trigger word, like, you know, in the movie Telephone, with Donald Pleasance picking up the phone and reading some fucking Jack Frost or whatever. Robert Frost. Yeah, Robert Frost. Jack Frost. Yeah, Jack Frost nipping at my fucking toenails. My point is, Robert Frost, the woods or whatever, and the guy goes crazy and loads up his pickup with dynamite. So what they're saying is that the word boogaloo triggers people to go crazy, go monkey crazy, go monkey herpes crazy, monkey herpes cocaine crazy, with rabies and shit. Time for a plague update. We've discussed the boogaloo enough. We need to discuss the plague. I have to be honest, I did not go for a walk today yet, so I haven't gone up to Harbor View. I don't know. I haven't seen anything obvious yet in the sky, and it seems like I would see a lot of helicopters if it was getting boogaloo here. We have a few major hospitals, including Harbor View, right next door to where I live. And Chinatown, and it is Seattle. So it's a little weird. It doesn't seem like I'm seeing any signs of this yet, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything, one way or another, boogaloo. You know what I mean? So this is the update coming from Zero Hedge. True, true, true. Zero Hedge might be shit as well, but it's maybe the only shit we have left, so we have to eat it. Thank you, Zero Hedge. Headline: shocking spike in COVID-19 cases puts Beijing on high alert. Officials weigh Wuhan level, and I quote, Wuhan level lockdown. Wow, I'm thinking that if we all survive this, if we all survive the Great Plague of 2020, there'll be a new category on Pornhub called Wuhan level. That's right. If we survive the Great Plague of 2020, there will be a new category on Pornhub. And it'll be Wuhan level. And the Wuhan level will be sexy and dangerous and BDSM and probably just horrible, except for the fact that it'll also be just, really just sexy and busty, but also horrible, Wuhan level. Iran confirms 5 cases of COVID-19. Oh my God, Iran. And still I say, why haven't we seen this in Seattle yet? Japanese officials defend their handling of the Diamond Princess quarantine. Remember, Uncle Dan called for the, towing of the boat, towing the ship out to sea, maybe 50 miles, putting 2 torpedoes in her, maybe 2 nuclear torpedoes. Yes, I think it will come to that, right? Beijing tightens lockdown after dozens more cases reported. As outbreak ex-China outside of China accelerates, the World Health Organization warns case numbers won't stay low for long. Thank you for that nice deep state promise. Don't you love it when the deep state tells you, don't worry, soon many of you will be sick. And and then we'll be able to sell our vaccines and our HIV treatments. Those HIV drugs are not cheap, people. HIV drugs are not cheap. Hong Kongers evacuated from Diamond Princess after Japanese government confirms two deaths. Researchers confirm COVID-19 more contagious than SARS or MERS. SARS or MERS. Wow. I wonder if it's more contagious than monkey herpes. I wonder if monkey herpes is still worse. I bet it is. And Tim Cook welcomes back employees, customers as Apple reopens some China stores. Well, that's really great there, Tim. That's really nice of you. Yeah, that's really great. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for focusing on what's important during the Great Plague. We gotta sell those fucking phones, don't we? That's right, gotta sell the phones, Tim. Gotta sell the fucking phones there, Tim. So fucking, and that's enough of the update. I don't want to go more into the plague. There is this, okay. I don't know if you are on Twitter at all. I am on Twitter for month two. I will probably be gone in a month. I can't imagine why I'm not banned yet. It's just probably I don't have enough followers yet. Once I get to 300, they'll ban me. But there's this one Twitter person, Jennifer Zhang, and I've been reading her tweets, and here's a rumor. This is a rumor I just heard. Just now, the neighbor called and said that Beijing had just finished the meeting, and Beijing's epidemic prevention had been upgraded to Wuhan level. Do not know why. Let's hurry up tomorrow to buy grain water batteries. Yeah, so I think the Wuhan level is now this really scary thing. Oh, Seattle's going to have a Wuhan level quarantine. So you're going to have people run around in uniforms, beating people up, shoving pipes up their a-holes to get the Wuhan level. Dan, those are public safety professionals providing the Wuhan level. I know they are. The Wuhan level. I think the Wuhan level will be the most pleasurable, other than Boogaloo. I mean, the Boogaloo treatment on Pornhub is probably going to be pretty bad. It's probably going to be a little bit that DVDA, right? Double vaginal, double anal, fuck. But the Wuhan level, ooh-hoo-hoo! The Wuhan level will be like a special level. The Wuhan level will be so special. The Wuhan level will be a special level when it's applied. You will feel the pain of Wuhan in your colon. The Wuhan level will be remembered because your colon will be bloody. You'll have the Wuhan level in your butthole. Yeah. I do not want to experience the Wuhan level, okay? But I don't know. Maybe it's coming to every fucking theater near you. And then there's this tweet from Michael Schumann. Think the Wuhan virus outbreak is slowing? Doesn't feel that way on the ground. My Beijing apartment complex just instituted new rules barring... See, this is what I don't get, folks. I live in Seattle. This is a major hub for Asian business. For, you know, up until recently, probably through the whole month of December when this whole thing started, and probably much of January, there was no restrictions. People were flying back and forth. Microsoft, Google, Amazon, you fucking name it. And that doesn't include the illegal immigration, immigration from China. And yes, there are illegal immigrants from China. I'm so sorry you didn't know that. And that's not accounting for total traffic from China, for just families and vacations and visiting bullshit. So my question is, why have I not seen any obvious indications of the virus? If it's so bad, if it's spreading so quickly in China, it seems like it should be spreading pretty fucking quickly here. And I'll tell you something. If you've ever been on Microsoft campus, yeah, I think that that place, you know, between the one or two major commissaries, that place would be filled with the sickness very fucking quickly. So again, I say, why haven't I seen it? It could be that they're hiding it, you know? It could be that Holiday Village is open. And they're taking the adults to Holiday Village. And the kids are going to Holiday fucking Island. And the Puget Sound. Yeah. But I don't think so. I just don't know. You know, I live on the edge of Chinatown. I live in a building with lots of students, a number of Asian people, not that that means anything. I live very close to Seattle University and about, yeah, four major hospitals with emergency rooms. So I say once again, why the fuck have I not seen any signs of it yet? If it's so fucking contagious, that's the thing. It's really contagious, right? It has an R-naught of 4 or above. It's as bad as SARS or MERS. Okay, if that's true, I say once again, where is the fucking sickness? Because if this started in Wuhan in the first week of December, we should have had our first sick person by Christmas. Probably dead person by Christmas. So where is it? Because it's going to be March soon. And if by the end of March I'm not seeing Chinook helicopters trafficking the disease to Harborview for complications-related surgeries and treatments, then I'm going to be very fucking surprised by it, and I'll wonder if this isn't some kind of fucking bullshit. That's all. I don't even really want to talk about it too much. It's so fucking stupid at this point. It could be real, and if it turns out to be boogaloo real, and we're all boogaloo sick. Well, then boogaloo. God damn it, I was boogaloo wrong. And I'm boogaloo okay with that, you boogaloo fucks. I'm liking this word boogaloo. I don't care if some Nazi uses it. Guess what? I'm co-opting it for myself. I love boogaloo. Boogaloo doesn't have to mean bad. Boogaloo can mean freedom. Freedom from tyranny, you know? Boogaloo. Boogaloo can mean shaking off the chains of oppression. Boogaloo can mean shaking off the chains of ignorance. Article by Paul Joseph Watson about UK hospitals being allowed to deny patients if they say racist or homophobic things. I'm not really that surprised by this. I think that this is only a little taster of what will come, assuming that the governments of the world, you know, don't collapse at some point, which I think they will. But let's say that they've got 9 lives and there's a couple extra lives in the Pez dispenser. The hyperstatism is going to get so bad that, yeah, I can imagine people being denied, you know, healthcare and food and water and electricity and pretty much everything if they're defined as a racist or a homophobe. And I'll let you on a little secret. Those definitions are going to be really squishy. They're going to be really squishy. I mean, of course, Uncle Dan pisses everyone off, so I should be in the camp first, right? I'm going to Holiday Village. Holiday Village over in Bothell, located conveniently next to the Taco Time meat processing plant. That's just a fucking coincidence. Holiday Village. Do you guys all know the difference between a real cannibal and a fake cannibal? Like, a real cannibal will go out and eat human flesh, right? But it seems like a fake cannibal would be somebody who hunts people but then repurposes the people. For example, you can repurpose people as biodiesel. I don't think you realize this, but in the average overweight American, there might be 20 miles, maybe 100 miles in that turbo diesel Dodge you got. So that's right. One use of people is biodiesel. Another use of people is you can feed them the pigs. You can feed the people to the pigs, and then you can eat the pigs. And listen, y'all watch that Deadwood fucking show, taking the Wongs. And then everyone's going to get the fucking pork fried rice later. So yeah, you can feed the people to the pigs. And then you can eat the pigs. Another example of fake cannibalism. But I would also add a third. You can use people for the purpose of agriculture. You know, you can use people to add nutrients back to the soil. You can till the bodies back into the soil and reintroduce the nutrients that were stripped away. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. A lot of people are pretty polluted, so there's that. But really, what choice have you got? You know, what are your choices here? All in all, though, I think the biodiesel approach and the feeding them the pigs approach probably are the two most intelligent strategies. Like, if I was going to repurpose humans during the boogaloo, If I was going to repurpose people during the Boogaloo, and I didn't want to have to, like, Boogaloo eat them, which is really Boogaloo hardcore. That's right. If I was going to commit to hunting humans for food, I wouldn't want to be a cannibal. I would want to be a fake cannibal or a faux cannibal or a fannibal. Let's call them fannibals. There's cannibals and there's fannibals. Cannibals are people that eat human. Fannibals are people that hunt humans and then use them to feed pigs or to make biodiesel or to do both. Why not do both? Because I could see doing both, right? You gotta fucking fuel those vehicles so you can keep hunting the fucking human. And you need to be able to fuel the vehicles so you can, you know, corral the pigs. And also take the pigs to market so you can trade them for beer. Don't advertise how they're... Just say they're farm-fed. Just say they're farm-fed. If someone says, what do you feed these wonderful pigs on? Oh, they're farm-fed. Like, if you ever say, like, oh, Bob bought the farm. Bob bought the farm. Now our pigs will be farm-fed. Yeah. I don't know, folks. The Boogaloo sounds problematic. Last topic, I was interacting with a friend of mine from St. Louis, and he recently went on a trip to California. I don't want to say where, but he recently went on a trip to California, and he was annoyed by how predatory the fucking rules and the codes and all that bullshit could be. And what's really funny is my friend from St. Louis is actually in public safety. So it is a bit ironic when you hear a public safety person complaining about the weird rules and restrictions. But he's a pretty cool dude, so I cut him slack. Anyways, he was complaining about, you know, his car, you know, getting ticketed or something because he was in the wrong spot, blah, blah, blah. And it reminded me of a Christmas in Chicago. I think it was the Christmas of 2005. And a friend of mine, let's call him Bob, he wanted me to go to this really good Italian spicy barbecued beef sandwich place where you could get those really good, you know, barbecue sausages and Chicago style, right? Italian style spicy barbecue beef sandwiches. And we went to the place, but there was no parking. So my friend, he said, well, we can just park in that drugstore parking lot over there, and we'll park over there, and we'll go in and we'll buy some gum, and then we'll go over and we'll have, you know, lunch, and no one will be the wiser. Now, it explicitly said, you know, you can only be there for a few minutes, and if you're not on the premises, you will be towed. That's what it explicitly says. There were cameras in the fucking drugstore. There were cameras in the parking lot. And here's what's most important. I saw this tow truck. This tow truck that was in an alley just waiting. Like two dudes. They looked like they were out of the TV show Goodfellas. Not Goodfellas, but The Sopranos. You know The Sopranos about the fucking mob? They look like they were fucking doing one of those jobs you do when you're in the mob. Anywho, we went into the barbecued beef. I told my friend Bob, he said, oh, don't worry about it. Nothing's gonna happen. Nothing's gonna happen. Okay, so this was Christmas 2006. 2005, excuse me. Bob's car Bob's car ends up getting, towed. And we end up going all the way out to Cicero to end up getting his car. And the place we went to in Cicero, outside of, this is like a neighborhood, I guess you'd say, of Chicago. The place we went to in Cicero also felt like it could have been on the set of the TV show The Sopranos. With James Gandolfini or whatever. Now, what is my point to this? It's just, listen, folks, currently in the Death Star economy, there's a saying in biology that ontogenesis mirrors phylogenesis. The development of the individual mirrors the development of the species, or basically, or the phylum, or the family. And you could say there are many things in nature that tend to be recursive, but here's the deal. If you want to understand how you will be treated in a Death Star economy, ask yourself what the Death Star does. It goes to places like Syria and says, "Hey, look at that oil. Oh, we found chemical weapons. Oh, now that oil's our oil. Shit." So you live on the Death Star, and the Death Star goes around the world stealing people's shit and then giving them worthless money in exchange while pointing a gun at their head. And you're wondering why, in your ordinary everyday fucking life, that you don't get treated any better. And what I'm telling you, that's reality on the Death Star, baby. You will be treated on the Death Star exactly as well as the Death Star treats everyone else. So if we go around places killing lots of people and stealing their shit, please, please, by all means, expect to have the same thing done to you on the Death Star. Now, does that mean your friends have to treat you that way? No. No, your friends and your colleagues and your family, they can all treat you with respect, but guess what? They live on the Death Star. Most of them were educated in Death Star High School. And so they're going to kind of treat you probably mostly in the same shitty way. Your family, your friends, the people you love. I really do. This dude from St. Louis is a cool dude, and I'm not making fun of him. It's just that I know it's frustrating. People will have these experiences of getting parking tickets or getting. I got a fucking traffic ticket in 2015. I was going 70 miles an hour in a 55 zone, rush hour, Interstate 465, the loop around Indianapolis. Now, if you live in Indianapolis and you know 465 and you know what I mean by rush hour, then you would know that 65 is probably still too slow. Or 70. 70 is still too slow. So I was going 70 during rush hour, getting onto the highway so I wouldn't get into a wreck, and the cop pulls me over. And I don't get a ticket. This is the first time I'd had a ticket in years. I didn't get a ticket. I didn't get a ticket. I basically got a bill. He handed me a bill and he said, "Listen, if you pay the basic amount, this goes on your insurance. But if you pay double after 6 months, if you don't get another ticket, then your insurance company never knows the wiser." Now, that is kind of crooked, so you guys know. It's crooked as fuck, and it's crooked for lots of reasons, not the least of which, that's not how insurance is supposed to work. The state's not supposed to grift the information. But that's what the bill said. The bill that the state patrolman in Indianapolis told me. The bill for going 70 in a 55 during rush hour, Indianapolis, I-465. So I totally understand my friend's frustration about the parking tickets and the fucking rules, and you can't park in the driveways, and make sure you dust off your rear window before sticking your tube in your butt crack. I mean, I know that California and places like that, like Seattle, where I live, have lots of stupid rules. It's one of the reasons why it's almost as good to live as a fucking serf, like I do, and accept it, than to live like a rich person. Because if you're a rich person, you're just waiting for somebody on the Death Star to steal from you. You really are. And especially if you're an ethical rich person. Like most of the people that get rich on the Death Star, they tend to be scumbags. But let's say you're a good rich person. Walking around rich in America today, you might as well be saying, "Please steal from me." And then people will tell you, "Why won't you let us steal from you?" Here's the worst part, too, and this is the part that a lot of people don't get, and if they got it, boy, they would be actually pretty scared, like Boogaloo scared. All that wealth that you think people have, those billions of dollars, that's mostly paper. It's paper, and if they can't exchange it for something, it's worth nothing. That means that if things got bad enough, the richest people you can imagine would become a lot, they would become more poor. And in many cases, they would lose everything. In fact, when I say they would lose everything, what you don't get about these people is they don't have a lot of friends who I could say would stand by them for free. So if they can't pay people to watch over them, they'll have no one to watch over them. I think this is something a lot of people don't get, including the rich people, that ultimately, when this thing goes sideways, even they are going to run out of the ability to have leverage. Probably the rush for AI and robots, right? Because, hey, robots, they don't need to get paid, and they're going to be totally dedicated to the mission. Kill the hoi polloi. Kill the hoi polloi. Boogaloo. If you listen to my podcast and you've taken care of your food, your water, your shelter, and your boogaloo, and you still have boogaloo money left over and you don't know what to do with it, well, there'll be a link to Venmo or PayPal in the description of this podcast, and you can donate. You can donate any amount you want to, including zero. I could use the money, boogaloo. I want to have a boogaloo cocaine party before I boogaloo die. Because I don't know if the virus is real, but I'll tell you this virus fucking thing, if it's just a psyop, does not portend good tidings. We got some boogaloo times ahead for us, people. No matter the truth about the virus, although I'm gonna call it the boogaloo now, the boogaloo disease, no matter the truth about the boogaloo disease, we got some boogaloo problems. Anywho, if you're already boogaloo prepared to boogaloo, I need boogaloo help to get wickedly high off of cocaine. I've never had cocaine before. I'd like to get some hookers. In all seriousness, I'm just gonna buy some food. But, food, pay for rent, maybe get some weed and some beer. I joke about the cocaine. If that pisses you off, I joke about the hookers. I don't see any hookers. I don't have the money for hookers. But if you want to help me out with the food and the water and the shelter and you like the fucking podcast and you have the money, okay? Not if you don't. If you don't have the money, keep it in your pocket. Listening's fine. But if you have the money and you want to donate, please feel free. I can use it, Boogaloo. Boogaloo, Boogaloo, welcome to our Boogaloo time. It's real good in the neighborhood. Boogaloo, 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 it's Boogaloo time. Go grab your gun. Let's have some fun in the Boogaloo. So for all you Boogaloo people out there, it is Boogaloo Thursday, February the 20th, Boogaloo, year 2020, the Boogaloo. And if you Boogaloo very quickly, you can get Boogaloo half off at the Boogaloo store downtown, right next to where they sell Boogaloo on tap for $5 a glass.